Everyone, welcome to our special meeting of the Finance Commission to go over our capital appropriations budget for the upcoming fiscal year. So I call the meeting to order at 7 o'clock. We have present members of the committee. Here is Rhea Klein, Amanda Gordon, Bob Mora, myself, Ross Lally, and I'm looking online and I don't see any other members online. And then we also have present in the room are members of the fire department. And we have Rodney Fournier, first selectman, Jim, I'm sorry, Rupert, yes, Jim Rupert.
I'm glad
And
to have everybody else.
John B. Butromovich, if I got it right.
Yeah,
Oh,
good.
good, cool.
And Kristen.
And Kristen Hecht is online as along with Jim Lersh, who always loves coming to these meetings. And we have online Amanda Balboni. And I just need to know who is the person who is calling in.
Bernice.
That's Bernice. Okay.
Yep. Can
Bernice
we?
Dixon.
Yep.
Can we
Bernice
conduct?
Dixon, 72 Tinker
What?
Pond Road.
Question, Amanda.
Yeah, are we able to conduct business as we are right now?
Why
Because
not?
Without a vote, you have four.
we have
We have
four, but he's non-voting.
right.
That
So
doesn't
three
matter.
is fine.
Yeah, because he can be an abstain.
Well,
Well, he's not even, he shouldn't even abstain. He shouldn't vote,
No, I'm not
period.
voting, but I'm still a member of the
But because we
quorum.
have three out of the
I
six that
think
are
you're.
left,
I
we're
think you have
okay.
four.
Oh, you have a
Yeah,
quorum
four.
regardless of whether you count me or
Okay.
not.
Right.
The
Just
quorum.
making sure.
No, but I'm still counted as a quorum, even
Right.
though I don't vote.
That's
I'm not.
correct. That's
It's just
Oh,
like
that's
yeah, it's just like when you're doing a voting, you
actually
have
just
abstentions. It's the same thing. They're still there as part of the.
It
Right.
looks like
Okay.
Ashley just joined me.
Yep. Oh, okay, Ashley. Little note: Ashley Phelan joined us online.
Oh, Jill Cowan.
What?
And Jill.
And Jill. Anybody else?
Hello.
Okay. I wasn't sure about Kara, but she was just ducking through, so we will ignore that.
She left a
She left a
message
note.
for us,
Okay.
which is the estimated where it might be on.
Okay.
So I call to order and I will ask for public participation at this moment. And I'm not seeing anybody online or Amanda, did you want
Something.
to?
Hi, yes, thank you. Hi, Amanda Balboni at 7 Valerie Drive. In Bolton. I was just reading through the CAPA requirements or requests for 2026 and just sort of thinking through the requests and sort of the discussion that happened last night at the Board of Selectmen around the town hall plans and sort of where there was a lot of discussion going back and forth. Do we do it at a new site or not? Do we utilize the current town hall and sort of re-renovate it based on our needs. I would just suggest or ask that the Board of Finance consider the capital request in 2026 around the parking lot. I know there was discussion last week or 2 weeks ago about the safety, and I absolutely understand that. But if we are serious about considering the current location of the town hall and re-renovating it, I would just ask that we think about the timing of the parking lot. Do we push that out a year? I'd hate for us to spend 130 grand on paving a parking lot to only tear it up if we have to, make some major changes to the current town hall. Or if there's an option to set the funds aside and sort of reallocate those if our plans do go forward by utilizing the current town hall. Oh, that's all I have tonight. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Any other public comment? I am not seeing any in the room or online. So we will move on to our next item on the agenda, which is approval of the minutes. And yes, those dates are correct. They are last year's. We didn't actually do them. So if you guys have good memory as we go through these.
Thank you.
Just to avoid this in the future, I'm going to make sure we cover the minutes for this meeting at our next regular finance committee meeting, since this is really part of a finance committee.
I'll make a motion to approve the Finance Committee special meeting minutes from January 16, 2024 and January 25th, 2024 last year as presented.
I'll second your motion.
So we have a motion made by Amanda, seconded by Bob. Discussion?
Sounds like what I said.
Yeah.
Sounds like me. For my parts.
And I'm not seeing any discussion, so I will entertain a vote to accept the minutes as is. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Ashley, are you voting? As in Phelan online, who is muted. I assume it is our...
It could be.
Or is it another Ashley?
Yeah. Because
I think Ashley Phelan has her name, Phelan, doesn't she?
Yeah,
no, it's not her.
No, then this is not Ashley, so let's correct that.
For the minutes.
For the sake of the minutes. So then we do have it's unanimous by the voting members present who are three. So then we still have the minutes for last time, 2 weeks ago.
You should have the 25th of 2024 also. You're
did them together.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah. Thank you, though, Jill.
Killing multiple birds.
Yep.
I kind of feel like they could use clarifying.
For example?
I can't really tell which project was being discussed where. And maybe that's because it was hard for them to follow our rambling conversation.
The minutes only have to...
I know.
Mention that there was a discussion on the topic. The level of detail can vary.
But I mean, like...
And technically, what you have to have are just the motions that were made, but I don't like just having...
Well, no, I'm not saying that.
No, I know you're not. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It says, Pam Sawyer stressed that the current town hall will continue as a town building. Okay, I guess I see. We have the recording, so
I'll move the document I presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
So a motion made by Bob Morris, seconded by Amanda Gordon to accept the minutes as is. Discussion. These are the minutes for our January 8th meeting, special meeting.
January
8th? 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago, more or less.
Exactly 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well.
I'm not sure if I typed it up.
And not hearing further discussion, then I will entertain a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed, abstentions, so passes by the three voting members present. And then we can move on to our discussion and possible action on our capital budget. With the understanding that we could also have additional dates if needed.
So this is what,
so you want to bring up?
Yeah.
Mr. Moore is going to share a note that our tax assessor dropped off with us.
An estimate of where our One mill would be at 609,915 dollars. 915,400. 609,915,400 dollars. So basically, just under 610.
What are you talking about? I'm very confused.
What one mill would be if you we're required
to spend at least
that amount.
I'm sorry, Bob, can you do that one more time for me?
609,915,400.
Thank you. Sorry.
What?
And that's, well, you know, subject to some modifications as we get closer.
That's the.
You know what?
Oh, this is the total.
Yeah.
Yeah, total.
I was like, that's not the value of one mill.
No.
I was like, that's huge. Okay.
Yeah, that's the whole grand.
Yes.
The whole like, grand list.
The whole thing getting caboodle.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that doesn't include the schools, correct?
Correct. They're just talking about what the grand list numbers.
This is just the grand list.
Okay.
Yeah, not the capital.
To identify the minimum amount that we have to put into a capital.
Okay. I was just looking at the plan on the screen. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. This is
a separate discussion from what's up on the screen, but related. Since the screen is very tiny, we're all looking at our paper in front of us.
Which is equally as tiny, but
which is but you can hold closer to your face.
So mine's marked up. Red marks, movements, and different thoughts.
So actually, just before you start, I just want to say this is Jill, correct me if I'm wrong. The spreadsheet that's up on the screen represents all of the actions that were taken to move things on and off the list that we discussed last time because of that grant money, correct?
Correct. For the town.
For the town. Okay.
Correct. So this
town meaning Board of Selectmen's budget, correct?
I'm sorry?
When you say town, you mean the Board of Selectmen's budget, correct?
Correct. And now the Board of Ed, including the Board of Eds that I have up there now. But Jim and I sat after them through all the projects. Yes.
Okay. Okay, because there's a lot of moving pieces, and this is the first time that we as a group here are looking at the whole thing.
So basically, if you add both requests, you're at 1,746 plus.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So
if you add both the school and
the BOE.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I thought we had to add them both together, but nope.
No. No. You know, just looking at the whole picture, and that's I just obviously don't see that happening. I mean, I think. At best, we're going to be somewhere in the 600,000 range. Huh. Well, that's, you know, minimum, we're going to be 610.
Minimum.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the key word.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how you framed it the first time.
Yeah. So we have to have at least 610,000.
You notice the term
610,000.
Okay. And that's difficult to accomplish. And,
that grand list isn't the final one either, so it could go.
Well, no, we know that. Yep. We understand that. This is just a rough guide.
Yes.
We don't know what house we're at, but we know what neighborhood we're in.
That's right.
Okay. So
And we're no danger of being under is what we're saying.
Right. So I'm looking at, if I'm, can we comment or question?
Can I interrupt for a second?
Sure.
Yeah.
We were asked to have the fire department here in case you guys had questions about their capital budget requests. And certainly they're welcome to sit through our entire discussion. But
why make them do that?
It might be prudent just to, you know, take care of that. So if they have other things to do, they might be able to.
Yours was the 32,000?
Nope, it's number
eight.
Six, eight, yes. Nine.
32,000.
It's 32,000, number eight.
Yeah,
somewhere in the other years, but.
And the roof is that's maintenance.
Yeah.
That's
John.
That's
John's. Oh, I see.
Okay. Yes, out of 1,746,000, we're only looking at $32,000.
Yes. And that's going for electric powered tools?
Jaws of life and electric,
yeah.
And extra rescue jacks. To handle, like Manchester had head on the other day, they actually picked a car right up.
Right.
These rescue jacks augment the ones we have. I've had a conversation with the town administrator, Mr. James Rupert, and that was one request for the $65,000. And having a good conversation with him, we'll divide that up and compare it into four sections, four different options.
And Mary, just a sec. Could you please now? Tyler Egner just joined us. 717. Sorry, Bruce.
No, that's fine. This would work into that budget. I also realized that the last purchase you did for us, really, that monies go along with knocking the building down. You came under $24,000 under what I figured originally. I think we're in good shape there. 32,000.
So this is electric equipment, correct? To free you up from having to run hydraulic lines.
That's right. Gasoline powered or hydraulic.
Yeah.
And the best place is that when we're over an embankment, or up a hill, or up on top of a trailer.
Which happens way too often.
It does.
Yeah. Like that one in front of my house. I don't have any questions. Anybody have any questions for Chief Dixon and his team?
Go home, stay dry.
Question. Prior funds have been allocated. I thank you very much for in the past putting away $50,000 a year for water supply. We've got two projects that we're entertaining now for water supply, and there should be enough money in there to cover all those.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I also put in a request for putting aside monies for vehicle acquisition in the future, $30,000, and I see that's partial into your game plan for the next couple of years. That should work like the water supply and help out the folks when they either refurb or purchase another truck in another 10, 15 years.
No. Can you point out what row that is again, Bruce, please?
I didn't hear you, Amanda.
The vehicle replacement line, which number is it?
I believe it's number 11.
Thank you.
Mine's highlighted in yellow, too. I look at
it. Mm-hmm. It's under fire suppression / vehicle acquisition.
Yep, so it just isn't for this year. It's for, okay.
Also, as we've had conversation with the selectmen under what, number 10, Amanda, firehouse radio communication. We put in for a build a capital project of $187,000 for that, replacing the mobile radios and the portable radios for communication with a new 700-800 bandwidth for the state of Connecticut. You've put $50,000 away already. And as Mr. Rupert acknowledged, when I came to the selectmen and presented a notification, that we've applied with the town of Summers and the town of Tolland for a FEMA grant, federal emergency management grant for the Bolton, town of Bolton, is about $169,000. 10% match, and there's plenty with the $50,000, there'd be $16,000 of that match. So that leaves $34,000 on remaining. That's money we can use now to start our upgrade, correct? The money's been put aside already.
Who's the question to?
Is he looking for approval to start ordering?
Right, answer yes or no.
Well, you're going to see if he gets the grant first, right?
Yeah, to get the grant.
Nope.
Well, no, the 50,000 is regardless. No, it's already set aside. He can use it.
That's in the best there. That's in the
that money's already.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's in the bank.
The town administrator.
Yep. Clarification.
Yep.
The grant is only for portable radios.
Correct.
The money we're talking about spending right now is for mobile radios. So there's no grant effect on that expense.
Unless you're counting on part of this $50,000 as your grant match.
Right. We have to hold that back.
Can you explain the difference between portable and mobile?
Portable.
Okay.
And mobile is bolted into the truck.
Oh,
okay.
It's in a mobile.
If you have questions, please. Mr. Charles Retro, 32 months on the drive, is our radio expert right here.
I'm sitting there at 35.
Work with me. Work with me. That's the reason. I like planes. Now, Chuck's designed a whole radio system working with a couple of our vendors, and it's right in line with TN with Franklin, we just got from the state of Connecticut a year and a half ago. And definitely help out. All approved for my conversation. Thank you very much. Good night.
Question.
No.
No. I mean, there was stuff that's not in this fiscal year that I think people had questions on, but it's not this fiscal
year. No, yeah, coming fiscal year for
yeah.
$32,000.
Yep.
For the
e-coders. Yep. Like most said, I don't see any other questions. Thank you, sirs.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Happy
night,
thank
guys.
You.
Thank you
for very time on that.
Yep.
Hopefully we didn't
do a No. My red marks are still there. So.
No doubt.
All right, proceed, sir.
So my thoughts, my goal, my personal goal as far as where the high could be is somewhere around 660, 670. That'd be my top of where I think we could do it. And to do that, and I'm not just putting it out there without some thoughts of how you might want to do that. The highway truck, the and Wheeler, the request.
Can you use numbers?
Yeah, it's number 17. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. That's right. I've got mine marked out.
There's so many. I'm like,
yeah, I know. And yes, that's 220,000. And we, and that wasn't on our radar. So that's kind of like a new one in. I don't know if, what I don't know, and would make a difference is the real vehicle that's being replaced or added, is are we at a stage we have to do it this year, or don't we, or can we put this off? This is a large amount,
yeah,
in relation to what the total capital is, and to add that in now really I think jeopardizes a lot of the other items on the budget.
And there's two plows. Yeah. There's one on the school side and one on the town.
Well, this is.
I know. Yeah, I'm just saying there's two plows, and can we make do with
placing
one and splitting another one up, or
no? The one that the school has, that's old, a smaller vehicle.
Yeah. Right, I know they're not the same.
I think the highway is looking to replace one of their pickup trucks.
No, the big one is the.
Yeah, you're right, Bobby. The highways.
There's a 10 wheeler.
Yeah, the big.
Right.
And then the school one is a pickup truck sized.
And when you get it, it comes through with the dump and the plow and everything. You can't just buy the truck. So that's what the 220 is for. So for me, my thoughts, just for, at least for discussion, is to put that off?
I mean,
a year.
I'm looking at it. I'm agreeing. Let me see how to best say this. I'm looking at the way the numbers lay out for the Board of Selectmen's budget here on page 16. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of money in 2026, and half as, you know, then we drop significantly. And one of the things we've been talking about was trying to spread this out so that the amount spent each year is more similar, so we don't have these big needs like this. And so this might be an opportunity to not so much say we're not going to do it, but spread that out so we're paying ourselves before we actually spend the money out of
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably other opportunities in here, because you look at, you know, the budget for this year, it's like basically 1.2 million. Then you drop down to 800,000, 400, under 300, and then it stays about the same. So it would be good if you could get those numbers looking.
We know those numbers are going to go up.
Yeah, they're going to go up.
I can help you with 129,000. So the town hall parking lot. So let me just go on record as saying, right now the Board of Selectmen are not looking at town hall remaining in this space.
Correct.
Yeah.
And that is one of the reasons that is a conversation we had before we decided to put the parking lot on this year's capital budget. Our intention is to do this out of budget and use town aid road funds to replace what we use in the highway department's budget.
For the truck?
No, for the paving.
This is line 33.
So we can essentially...
out of this year's FY25.
I'm not sure if it will be FY24-25 or 25-26, but either way, we have the funds in town aid road to cover whatever the 129,000 that we spend on the town hall parking lot out of the highway budget. The town aid road does not allow us to do paving on town property.
Right.
Yeah.
But you could basically swap.
But I could basically swap the money.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's out.
So that should be a help.
And my other question is item 39, I believe.
Yeah.
The town heritage
is that
a match?
I'm not sure that's
our grant match.
Is that our match for the continuation or for which?
But that is our match. We've already got the match in for the Herrick Park.
The 102.
Oh, okay.
What about the 100,000 that we've set aside in the past last year specifically for grant match?
I'm sorry.
Remember last year we set aside 100,000, I think, for grant match.
That is
part of that number.
Planning and implementing
to
facilities infrastructure. Go ahead, Joe.
No, so we took that out. It's part of the so we changed that. It's part of the Lyman Road Bridge. So that 150 is what we had for a grant match. Match, well, I don't know if that whole thing is, but so Jim and I talked this over and we put what we had for the grant match in the Lyman Road Bridge, that 150,000.
But how does that work? Because that's not the same purpose.
It doesn't have to stay there. This is just a suggestion.
We took the incentive to reallocate existing funds to cover, and this is line 40. To cover the engineering and bid documents for the Lyman Road Bridge.
And that doesn't have to go to town meeting to reallocate?
It will when it gets voted on.
If you do it for this year, if you're doing it within this, it goes to town meeting in May, then it doesn't have to be go to town meeting at all. The whole, just as a whole.
After July anyway. But that's not where we were talking about, though, Jill. We were talking about line 39, the $200,000 for the
Herrick. Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Okay, that makes more sense because that's a similar. Yeah. So that would reduce the dollar value.
So I think what's going to happen is there isn't enough money in that grant to go all the way to the high school. So we have to, the Board of Selectmen has to have a conversation and make a decision. But my thinking is that I had this on sale.
That's the load set, right?
Yes. So there's not enough money to take the Heritage Farm Trail all the way to the high school. So I think what we're going to do is abbreviate the project and probably stop it at the, you know, at the bottom of the hill.
The intersection.
And that project would be about $1 million. And our grant match is 20%. That's where the $200,000 comes from.
Not much.
So we have to put the $200,000 up front and then the rest is provided.
We actually spend all of the money up front and get reimbursed.
Okay.
But the $200,000, we could apply the $100,000 that's already allocated and reduce that $200,000 to $100,000 is what I'm understanding.
Where's the $100,000 already allocated?
In prior year, we allocated $100,000 for grant match, which is not on here anyway.
But we didn't call it grant match. We called it planning, implementing, and approving the town facilities, infrastructure, and operations.
That's what we called it
last year? No, that's a whole separate thing. That's still there. That was in there last year.
Where's the grant match one?
That should be the 150. I'm looking up now to see. Give me one second.
So it's just on the wrong row.
Well, no, it's not.
No, she relabeled that.
The Lyman Bridge, right?
If we're going to go for the trip grant, we need the Lyman Road Bridge money. So what she did was in the document, we took out the grant match and made it specific for the Lyman Road Bridge, but you could reallocate money from line 42.
Well, what is line 42? I'm not sure what line 42 is for.
Line 42, if you remember, we had the opportunity to allocate money for future projects.
Okay.
And that's the line item that we carefully ginned up so it gave us some flexibility.
Okay, yep.
But that's money you already have.
Right.
So you could use at least some of that toward the grant match for the Heritage Farm Trail.
Well, to me, it would make more sense to apply the 150 towards the Heritage Trail Grant Farm because that was funds set aside to be grant match, which is what we need for the Heritage Trail Grant. Whereas the bridge is infrastructure, so it would make more sense to use the 225 towards the bridge. I don't know. I'm just trying to go back to original intent and purposes.
It's a matter of semantics.
I know. But in terms of what the public hears, right, I just want us to be making sure that we're not totally wiping original purposes. And
right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. Because that was what we did want to do, is to make sure that we had money ready to go in case the opportunity.
Yeah, and I did. So while we were deliberating, I did reach out to our town mechanic. Regarding the 10-wheeler, I said, mechanically speaking, and this was by text, just so that it's on the public record, I reached out to John Treat, who was our town mechanic. I said to him, mechanically speaking, can the 10-wheeler wait one more year to replace? His response is, short answer, yes, but I would like to go over my thoughts in person. But I mean, that's something that he and I will have to discuss. But it probably means that there are some issues that he would have to address. Was it truck?
So meaning you spend a little more on maintenance or some repairs in order to get the other year out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Or two or whatever. So then the question would be, do you move that money in its entirety or do you move part of it?
We're talking about the 150 and the 225.
No, they
were 20 for the 10 wheel.
No, I just switched gears. Sorry about that.
Oh, yeah, you did. We're back to the plow.
Yeah, so why don't we finish up the discussion down that we were having before, and then we can move on to the truck with that additional information.
Okay. So we were done. Can I just let you know? So 100,000 was put to capital reserve for grant match in 23.
Correct.
Yeah.
Last year, I'm sorry. Yes. Then we did another 50,000 in 24. No.
Yep.
So that's the 150.
Yeah.
Right.
Got it.
That was our grant match.
Yep.
So we only moved it so that it's still a grant match, but it has a place. We can undo that. It was just that we wanted to keep it clear what we were using, what our intention was, I should say. Because if you just put it in grant match, then, you know, it's kind of,
right.
You don't know what
you
you're
don't know
do
where
with
it went as it
declined. So if we apply it towards Lyman Road Bridge, it would be a match for what kind of grant? You said it.
The trip grant, which the Board of Selectmen hasn't voted on yet, but we did talk about the severity
so
of the bridge
grant.
And the need for, and obviously, you know, we have to apply for the grant, but we don't know if we'll get it or not. But this is a project that if we don't do now, we're going to be looking for the next grant opportunity, such as the state highway or state bridge grant.
And TRIP grant is a match of what?
So it was 20% match, and we have to pay for the engineering. Usually the federal and local bridge grant covers 50% and does cover the engineering.
Right.
But when you do the math, this is the better deal if we're able to get the TRIP grant. Because, you know, you're talking about a bridge project that's roughly $1.6 million. And then you've got about $170,000 in engineering and bid document costs on top of that.
So essentially row 40 is the match for row 41.
Right.
Yes. Okay. So as long as it's grant match, I'm okay with that being there.
So
I just want it to be used for its intended purpose.
So we can also utilize in that same
the 225
thought. The 225, yeah, the same way. And if you could at least split that 200 to at least 100 or even, I got the 225. If you 150 leaves you 75,000 in that, that's still a pretty good amount.
Well, I would still prefer to move the 150 to be the Heritage Trail grant because we know that we need that.
Well, that's been
awarded.
In fact, I just did that.
Oh, you moved it up. Okay. So, Jill, we want to move the 150 up to row 39 for FY prior funds.
Okay.
So that so the ask would be 50.
Right. But that means we need to up row. Well, no, we would move the 225 to make up that 150
of
row
25. That's just it's in a category. Does it make a difference? Jim, would make a difference if it's,
Amanda wants to do it this way because she feels it's more clear. That's because the other was grant match, and what she's saying is the 150 that we put in for the Lyman Road Bridge engineering is not really a grant match; it's an expense.
Yeah.
Did I articulate that appropriately?
Yeah.
And
so we can use.
She would rather take money out of line
42
and move it into line 40.
Right.
Yep.
And I would agree with that. It's one of these things where when we sit here and go over it, I can get it, but it's look how long it took us to figure it out. And then you think about with the public. So I agree. We should do the move.
Do we want to take the full 170 out of the 225 and get rid of the 20 that's listed under FY26 or?
All right, so can we, so the 150 is going to where, I'm sorry, again?
Row 39, move it up a row.
Okay, and then we're talking about the 225 now?
Yeah, we're debating.
And then 42, moving up to 41?
Oh, no. Yes, what are you moving?
That would leave a balance of 75 in the planning in number 42.
Right.
So we're talking about moving 170 out of the 225?
Yes.
Yeah.
Up to row 40.
So that was the grant money we were trying to put aside for the water thing that was coming around. So now we're back to nothing.
75.
Going backwards.
225 minus. We had a bridge issue. That's urgent. I mean, I don't feel like the bridge is a, I don't know about you guys, but I don't feel like the bridge is a negotiable expense. I feel like we have to leave that in the budget.
Yeah.
That's my opinion.
We're going to do it this year or next year.
Yeah, right.
Well, right, and we've already split it out for 2 years. We can't push it off.
When you say next year, it's really not that far from this year.
Well, and the reality is, if we get this grant, that would be wonderful. Because yeah. I think it saves us money over other grant opportunities. But the other thing is, this doesn't happen overnight, right? I mean, the grant award takes a while.
Yeah.
And we got to finalize the bid documents,
right,
which includes some of those engineering expenses. And then we go, it's probably 18 months before you even think about going out to bid.
I'm getting that we would have 55 left.
It's 55.
55, not 75. If we're correct. Moving 55. 170.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure we're all.
Yep.
So what are we doing with the 55?
That's staying there. Staying in line 42.
Okay.
As for future projects.
But then you're still short, what, $50,000 on the Heritage Farm Trail grant?
Right.
Yeah, that would remain in there.
Yeah, the 50K remains.
50,000. Yeah.
Okay. So we cut out 150, 20, and 129.
Can you make these changes on the spreadsheet while we're...
That's a Jill question.
She would have to...
No, I can't because I can't get to my spreadsheet because I can't get to it. So I unfortunately can't.
I think I would kind of also want to wait too, because I have the feeling we're going to keep moving things around and then we're going to lose track.
So we've cut so far $299,000.
Mm-hmm. Did we cut the 220 for the truck?
Not yet.
No. Oh, okay.
To go and discuss the truck next. I just wanted to finish up the discussion down at the bottom of the sheet before we jumped up to the truck.
Well, what did we cut then?
We cut row 33. We reduced row 39 from 200 to 50 for that a cut of 150. Right. And we cut the 20,000 in row 40 because we're going to pull it all from fire designated funds.
Yeah, but that's not cutting. It's just moving, right? Because it's in the previous.
I'll make the distinction between.
We're cutting from this year's.
I'd like to ask a question. No. Would you like to, and this is a conversation that Joe and I had, we removed a bunch of projects from the capital list. Do you feel it would be better to leave them on the capital list and show that the funding source is different?
Yeah, the 400,000.
Explain what you mean by that.
So, like the $129,000, right? It's still a large single purchase. You could potentially leave it on there and say, funded out of budget.
Like another column that says, right? Different funding.
Like we removed the basketball court.
Right. I do think that would be helpful.
We could leave them in there and say funded out of ARPA dollars.
Yeah.
Well, that would be, that's a good way.
Yeah. Of presenting the public, it. How we've been able
exactly.
To.
Exactly.
Would that be like any?
Yeah. Kind of no, that's a great idea.
I think it's a wonderful
idea. They're all different.
Okay.
All these, there were ARPA monies, there's general, the budget monies, operating monies.
I think it would be good because I've also sort of talked about this with Jill as well, on and off, about how our budget is sometimes bigger than people would think if you just look at the budget numbers, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of work that gets done off budgets right. by all these grants, and people don't realize that. This would be a big help.
And we have, an individual here who's come to a couple of meetings that's very interested, and she's talked, very greatly about some of our projects and has given us suggestions.
Yeah.
And it might be easier for people like her and Jim Lorsch, who come to our meetings to understand, we didn't just erase these projects that we thought were important.
Yeah.
We just found an alternate funding source
Yeah.
And the project is still important. We just are able to remove it you know, because of the fact, or it's funded in an alternative.
Yeah, because I was just going to say, otherwise it looks like they went away and we're not doing them.
Right.
And that's not a, and that's not a good selling point.
No. And Kristen did that too, didn't you, Kristen? Are you paying for something you were going to ask for out of this year's budget? Am I misremembering?
No, yeah, correct. The BCS Bell system, we're going to try to.
So we should add that in.
It should be for it should be across the board. It should be for both the Board of Selectmen and Board of Ed that we do this.
Yeah, and I think it just shows what we did.
Well, it shows that we're looking at other sources of income than the taxpayers' wallet.
Right.
Because that's stuff that they don't really, you know, I don't think we've been good about selling it. And people don't really understand when I've talked to them.
Well, we hardly understand ourselves these days.
Number six on the Board of Ed is also gone. Well, he's one of the gone.
He's one of the ARPA ones.
Then why is it still in for FY27?
Let's stick around.
Let's finish our other selectmen before we jump around.
Still want to go back to the truck?
Yes.
You're a troublemaker.
I honestly think that for the most part, the truck should move out, but we should leave that. We should put something, I at least put 20,000 in that category or something to say that.
Okay. Yeah, and you know, the Board of Selectmen may, you know, after I have a conversation with the mechanic, you may want to, you know, maybe add $10,000 to a maintenance budget.
Yes.
You know, rather than, you know, that may be the answer.
So what are you suggesting for row 17? Eliminate?
This was, no, item 17, the plow truck, 220,000. I was going to say, I was going to move 200,000 out of it.
I was going to say the same thing. It's like leave 25 to 50,000 here for this year and then put the balance over in next year, because it sounds like.
Then we're going to be at risk of cutting it next year. I mean, I would want to make the split. If we're going to split it, we should split it more evenly.
Put in 50 for this year and 100 for next year. 70 for the 30.
It sounds good, but
I
don't know if we're able to.
It sounded
if the numbers are total numbers allow.
I asked about pushing it up a year.
And you need to have another conversation with John Tree.
Yeah.
So I think it sounds like we're going to have another meeting. Which is fine. But I'm saying, you know,
put
a question mark. You split it 50-50 for now or something, and then see what your conversation comes up with. With John
110, just for
sake. So Jill, we're just going to take line 17, and it's going to be 110 for 2026 and 110 for 2027.
For now. Yeah.
For now.
Yep.
All right. So that would cut 300.
We made more
nines and we're at 60, which is
about this. I can't do math in my head. That's why I'm an Excel person. 299 plus 110. So we're at 409 cut.
What they wanted to do was replace the red truck, which is about 60.
Okay.
So you cut the 129 and then 110, correct?
Yep.
After the truck.
Yep.
Okay, so that's 930-824.
And what's number 12 again?
It's not a true 10 wheeler.
Jim,
with a 10
Heritage Farm Restoration. Sorry, I must admit, I tried to find my notes from last meeting and
Heritage Farm Restoration, isn't that code upgrades?
Yeah.
So there's been a study done, and you know, Rhea's here, and she may be able to speak to it even better than I can. But you know, there's been a study done, and there's a master plan. And the ultimate goal for the barn is to be able to use it for an event space. And, you know, what they labeled that code upgrades, because as a barn, it can't be used for an event space. It will require upgrades under the Connecticut Building Code in order to be used as a place of assembly. So I think the issue, this is a conversation that Jill and I had, is the way that line item is labeled, it really only locks them into doing code upgrades. So for instance, I know that they're working, you know, right now on getting a quote for a pavilion. And if they get a quote for the pavilion, this money can't be leveraged to pay for a pavilion. It can only be used or code upgrade.
Why it says restoration.
And well,
there's no pavilion there now to restore.
Right. It's a property restoration.
Good. No.
Improvements. Can we change
the word to improvement?
Well, code compliance would be bathrooms, wouldn't it? If you have people in need bathrooms,
you can do that.
So the sheets actually put so much in engineering and so much in other places, the original sheets. Yeah, I don't have them on me.
It's really from the funds, but I don't know how it's listed on
I think it could be relabeled to give them greater flexibility.
I think that would be good to say improvements, perhaps, or something like that. I don't know what you need to.
And improvements according to the master plan.
Right.
Change it to restoration and improvements per master plan.
Jill, do you think that would do it?
I think so.
Question on Heritage Farm there. So I know you have the barn and there's the house that's also there. Is there any plan or what's the status of the house there?
So the group really worked hard on a plan for the barn and the pavilion. And there's still a lot of question about what to do with the house. There's a lot of different ideas. I don't think anybody's landed on one yet. But at some point, the house will need some work. Right now it's stable. A lot of work has been done to it. It has a roof, has a fairly new roof. It has a new front porch. It's had some framing repair this last year. Broken windows have been repaired.
The carrying beam.
So the house is stable. As is the barn. You know, the barn has some foundation work. You know, it had a lot of work after a fire. It has a new roof. It has a new paint job. I found money a couple of years ago. At the end of the year, we put a new roof on the silo because the roof was in great disrepair. And, you know, water intrusion into structures, whether it's a silo, a castle, or a barn, you know, it's going to make you go away. So the site is really stable, and they're really now being able to, you know, concentrate on what's our next step. And again, I'll defer to Rhea, but I believe after the manure pit infill, which we are paying for out of ARPA funds this year, I think the next project will probably be some focus on a pavilion, because that will allow them to rent a pavilion that would allow them to start bringing in some income to help support future projects.
Yeah. And the house itself, you're talking $500,000.
Mm-hmm. And it's historic.
At least.
Right? It's not historic?
I don't think so.
Yeah, there's a little bit of storage there.
It's not the list you want.
It's
on the National Registry.
It really is.
So we could qualify for HTCC. HTCC?
We can get grants.
It helps to have the revenue.
Yeah.
Did that answer the question? Maybe you have more information than you wanted.
Oh, no. I'm a sponge.
You're putting up a display, right, at the library soon?
I think in June. May or June. That's what we're going to put it. We're going to put it up at the library. And we bring the plan to every event we have, and we always bring it and show it there. So we have renditions of what it could look like and landscaping, and the Historic Society is also working toward renovating the house. I mean, that's their goal. We just don't have very much money to match the grant. You can't get grants without matching funds, and you need to have 100% of the building or the cost, and then you get the matching after. It's very difficult.
The firehouse roof, it's already leaking.
It's been patched.
Yeah.
A couple of times.
And we just a typo on that, if we can change it, Jill, from rough to
roof. I misspelled it on my sheet.
Oops, was I not supposed to do that, John?
I'm fine with it. You thought you were autocorrect.
Is there any chance we can spread that cost out over 2 years and put it off? Like, the patches are holding, or it's leaking now?
The patches are holding. I wouldn't put it off too much.
Like, what she's asking is, can we fund half this year?
37 and 37.
I'd be comfortable with that.
And do it in FY27.
And then just realize.
And then we'll have the strategic.
Well, and then just realize you're shoving more money into next year, and we're about equal, or even a little more next year than we have in this year.
Yeah, but we haven't talked about cuts for next year yet. So.
No, I'm just.
You don't have to this year.
Not yet.
And next year.
Yes. I mean, I don't know. It was just an idea. I'm just trying to figure out this. I also don't, like, in my head, the school project for the HVAC is also a non-negotiable. And that is a massive, for me, right? Mm-hmm. And that is a massive chunk of change that's not going to get cut. If we, like, I feel like we have to do that.
Yeah, I circle that with an exclamation point. I concur. I mean, it's like,
so let's leave that there for now. Anything else we want to do here before we jump over to school?
So do you guys want to split the room?
So we're leaving the 76 in there?
This is a 76 being split. I thought I heard that you were comfortable, John, with splitting it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's 37.
Half and half.
Well, round it off. Make it
38, 38, 38 plus a little bit. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's gonna be a little bit more expensive next year. 38, 67. Mr. Brown, is there one for down?
38, 62
each one, or am I doing 38 and then the balance?
Yeah. 38 and balance. Whatever you put for the next year,
right. Got it.
It'll be right. Whatever it is.
And it might change.
Right.
Yeah.
So what do we do? Once, is this sheet going to get
Yes.
Yes, we're going to meet again and go over it.
Is that what we're going to do? Or okay.
Yeah, because we're making enough changes, plus with the addition of the ARPA funded items, we need to look at this again as a team.
I'm glad.
Well, yeah, because it's hard to.
It's good. This part is confused.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. Anything else under this? It seems like we work with the big ticket items on here. And so we go on to the Board of Education.
We relayed that.
Okay, that's all they did.
76.
So some of these have been taken out, is that?
So the line item number 6, which is in for FY27, is we decided we're going to leave it in there.
Okay.
Let's say that it's been funded with ARPA funds.
Okay.
Oh, we're on to that one.
Oh, that is not.
The generator that it was?
The generator. Did you read that again? Line 6 in the BOE Capital Improvement Program, center school well and freezer generator is already funded.
Yeah, then that was next year.
With this year's ARPA funds.
Okay.
So I think based on our earlier conversation, we'll leave it in there and just, you know, identify the funding source.
Oh, but that doesn't impact this year.
So it's going to move
That was for next year. And then the other thing that John and I were over here convincing about is line 10. That's actually the Bolton Center School. It's not the high school.
And it's
I think I knew that. You just
Yeah.
It's not geothermal. It's HVAC controls.
So 10 becomes Bolton Center School HVAC controls.
Yep.
All right.
I'm hoping somebody can enlighten me. And I know we discussed this, and I just don't remember why we did it. You know, we've got the HVAC assessments in there for both buildings. And I remember we talked about this. I'm just not sure it's a capital expense.
The service?
It's a recurring expense.
Which?
One and eight.
We pulled it out of here before. I think that's the only we paid for the last one out of capital, I think.
I know. I just, you know, I.
It's an assess evaluation.
I'm just having a conversation online.
So you're saying the Board of Ed should put this in their budget every year?
I can't remember how we got here and ended up putting it in capital. And I know we discussed it. Maybe Kristen's here. Maybe she remembers the conversation.
Well, the conversation that I recall was, and I think it was Bobby brought up the fact that since in 5 years' time we are required by law to do this, instead of it being whatever the cost is going to be at that point in time, we should be putting in an amount each year like we do for vehicles, which are also, even though they're quote unquote one-time purchases, we keep replacing them. So they also, you know, qualify under this, which is why we qualified this under it.
Right. It's like a replacement fund.
Correct. And set it out the way it was set out per, you know, Bobby's suggestion, so that come 5 years from now, you don't have this huge hit.
Yeah.
So it's not $6,000 every year we're going to spend. Correct.
Correct. It's $6,000 each year, right, towards what happens now. You know, they could change the law and push it out further.
Right, right. But long as it's not every year that $6,000, then yes, I think it's okay.
Because I thought there was a big one in every 5 years, and then in between you had to do smaller assessments. Am I not remembering correctly?
There's an indoor air quality that we have to do an assessment every year, and that's done
on a budget.
And that's in budget.
And with staff.
That's what I was getting confused about.
Yeah.
Right.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I remember we did want to we had a discussion about spreading things out that we knew were recurring expenses, and that's how we did this. So that part,
because you can't spread it out in the budget because that money doesn't roll over year to year.
Correct.
It's the same
money. Correct.
Right.
Right.
Right. It would be a spike in the budget every 5 years, which we try to avoid.
Right.
That's every 5 years.
Thank you, because I just couldn't remember how we got
in here. Yeah.
Can you go over what the line 17 is, the district handicap van replacement?
Here.
So we have a handicap van that transports our students who are in our 18 to 22 year old program that we are required by law to have, and it takes them out to sites for learning jobs and taking field trips and things like that.
And this is going to sound really terrible, but is there any reason we can't share the handicap vehicles between the town and the school?
We cannot. We use it all day long.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not parked.
If it was only used for an hour in the morning an hour at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we could probably work something out. But I think both vans get used enough
that they can't.
That just probably.
Got it.
Good thought.
How old was it? 18 to 22 year olds. They have to bring in for job study, apparently.
What's the program called?
So by law, we are required to educate students whose planning and placement team determines in their IEP, their individualized education plan, that they need further education. And the law changed last year, and it used to be through age 21. Now it is through age 22.
And it's a 2016 van. It's 10 years. And it's rusting, what the problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Does it look more like our...
It's a transit van.
So more like the big van over at the senior center?
Yeah, it's in between.
Got it.
It's closer to the littler bus.
It's the white van, isn't it?
Yeah, they have two whites.
How many miles does it have?
Accessible.
Not a huge amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one has the chairlift on it.
Does it get stored outside? Is that part of the wear and tear?
It's more the moving constantly during the day on the salty roads.
Salty roads.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
it does more harm than anything else.
Yeah.
If you're intent on keeping the 410 in there, I don't see any even cut in this budget.
No, I don't.
Do you sell those, or do you trade them in, or?
Yeah, it'll go out to bid.
We might get $3,500 or something.
Probably get still money.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Actually, we've been doing really well on our bids.
Oh, that's good.
When they go out to bid.
Sometimes
it's scary.
Car market is terrible.
We're shocked.
Yeah.
So what I don't see on this list though is the $176,000 for the district security for the cameras. Did that get taken off by somebody?
Or was that covered under ARPA?
No.
No.
Okay, then.
Was that in this year? I can't remember on the original.
Yeah.
Yes, that's in FY26.
And that's required because of China.
Well, let me say this, that the cameras still work. We can't upgrade them. We can't do anything like that.
Yeah.
It may be something that you may want to consider potentially being part of a bond project for the roof at Center School.
We can go out to bond for another
27.
I mean, they still, again, they still work. We're just, we can't do upgrades.
So what's the dollar amount again was how much? I'm sorry.
$176,000.
$176,000.
So if we can wait till we go out to bond, could we just put it in next year's capital budget? It would be funded at roughly the same time.
Well, and the only thing I'm just going to put out there is when you put it in the bond package, we're paying the interest. When you put it here, we pay ourselves the interest till we use the money.
Right.
And there's a newly proposed federal law about municipal and state bond interest that Congress is looking at.
So ideally, that's another goal of this, is to reduce our need for bonding as much as possible, too, when we look at how we lay out these capital plans. Because I'd rather pay us the interest
right.
instead of paying to do a, you know, a bond issue.
And I would recommend, I think that while it needs to be done, the falling apart vehicles, the camera system still works. So maybe you can put it to next year.
It doesn't even appear on here.
Yeah, it's not. It somehow or another got dropped.
Okay, out. Well, that would be item 19.
Okay.
So 19 security cameras. That's for which school again, Kristen? I'm sorry.
It's both of them.
Both schools.
Yeah. And it's a system that has to integrate together. So it's like one system in two locations.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's basically rip out the old one completely, install something new that meets the federal guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Now John, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
And okay. What was the amount? I'm sorry.
176,000.
So 180.
I would say you might as well make it 180
because I guarantee it won't be 176
next year. So let's put it 180 in next year then, and then it doesn't affect this year where it wasn't
Costs on everything are going to go down, guys.
They sure are.
Yeah, we'll see.
Innovation.
Really?
Well, hope springs eternal,
it'll,
and
it'll probably
the benefits
be
of
smaller.
Yeah, political divide.
Things to go wrong.
Yeah. The economics will be what they are.
The cameras alone, we can cut back the number of cameras that we actually have now because of the new cameras.
So. All right, guys.
Any? All right, back to it.
So at this point, we've cut four. We moved $447,124 out of this
the coming year's budget.
So that I don't know what that brings us down to.
Not a hell of a lot.
Well, 400,000 out of it.
So yeah. Down to
so about a million for it.
1.3 million. About.
I mean, it's one of those things. I look at this and I don't see anything that stands out as this is like a extravagant use of money.
None of them are.
Jill, what was last year's total?
680 something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just under seven.
Give me 1 second. But okay. Well, let me look that up and then we'll review that stuff.
Because we ended up cutting.
Yeah, because we think it's going to change out like 100,000 or something.
The 2025,
June 25th. And the town hall vehicle is the one that was for the building official.
Last year was
it's a shared vehicle.
826
$250. Oh.
$8.23.
And that was for
the whole capital budget, actually.
The whole thing? Not board of ed again.
Yeah, that would be both.
Yeah. So we're at 1.3 this year, and last year we're at 826,000.
I was going to say, I'll just make the observation that the bill comes due at some point because we took money out last year, and then what we're doing, moving things from this, you know, moving things from this year to next. Next year is already up to about what this year is, and then we haven't even looked further down the road. And I mean, at a certain point, is like we have this infrastructure. We can't let it go to waste or to, you know, fall apart. It's a consequence of what we've built up as an infrastructure here in town. Otherwise, if we don't fix these things, you wind up with what's happened to the old center school that's getting torn down because we didn't do the maintenance on that. Plus, we outgrew it, which is another thing.
Well, plus, the school was deemed structurally unsound by the engineering firm.
Well, that's what I mean, because it went for so long without the, you know, the maintenance.
Well, it had nothing to do with maintenance. It had to do with the construction element. But that's neither here nor there. It'll be gone.
It's gone.
This spring, we can look and see that nice grassy field.
Yeah, I just made, you know.
No, I'm busting.
No, it's fine. I'm just saying it's just like, I don't see where we are doing the best we can with the infrastructure that this town has built up, and you have to need to maintain that infrastructure.
And you have things like bridges, which you don't normally see, and it's like,
it's a huge amount. It's one of those things that's just a big number.
It's a big number where,
like the, you know, I think, you know, without either that or, you know, the HVAC management system, but we'd be in a much better place. But unfortunately, both of those issues are coming.
And they're both they're both critical issues. They're not, you know, nice to have things. This is, you know.
And the excavator stays on the list. I thought we.
It's a lease purchase, so it's a pay. That's what.
What's the one we did out of ARPA?
We didn't do anything.
We didn't do that.
We talked about it, but
we didn't do it.
No, there was a.
There's the ATV for the fire department.
Okay, thank you. I knew there was some.
So we just review what we cut. So is that all right?
Yep.
Okay. Right. So we cut the 129, the 110, and then we cut a 38,124. Correct? That was half of the
Yeah. We cut 150 from row 39 and we cut 20,000 from row 40.
But those weren't cut, those were in previous bounds, correct?
Correct, but we cut this year's burden.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I missed that part. So we're cutting the 20,000?
Cutting the 20 because we moved 170 of the 225 up.
Whoa.
I mean, I can take a picture and send it. Although I don't know if you'd follow my chicken scratching. So we moved the 150 on row 40 up to row 39.
Yep.
Then we moved 170 of the 225 up to row 40. Reducing row 42 to 55. And so by moving up the 170, that covered the original 150 and 20 that was there. So effectively cutting this year's amount down to zero. And moving the one.
Wait, zero down for 40? What got?
Yes, cut down row 40 is down to zero for this FY26.
Gotcha.
And you also reduced,
And moving the 150 up reduced the 200 down to 50.
And we took the line 33 out because we're going to fund the work from other sources.
Yes. Yeah, she mentioned that one first.
Okay, so so the Heritage Trail, that's going to stay the way it is? Line 39 staying at 200?
No, we moved the 150 up. So now we're lowering the 200 to 50.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yep. I got notes. Yep. Okay. Gotcha. So that's going to get rid of 50, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Down to 50.
Yeah. I mean,
goodbye.
Also recognizing that now we have effectively, like Rodney was saying earlier, cut our pot of money for future needs down to 55 and cut our grant match down to zero. Except that in theory, we have the 47 in quote unquote grant match for the farm and potentially another 50 for grant match, but only for the farm. So if we have additional grants that come up that need match, we have $0 set aside moving forward.
Yeah, we would have to reallocate.
Right.
Or budget.
Or, right.
Or budget. Yeah.
Which is not where we want to necessarily be, because we have a lot of potential things we'd like to get funded through grants.
Can't keep spending if you don't have it.
Yeah. Well, this is kind of what I've noticed. This has been getting more difficult every year that we do this, because we keep moving things.
Right.
You're robbing Peter to pay Paul. Yeah. Like I said, the bill comes due, and this is the hardest that I've seen us work on this to try to make it fit.
Oh, we have.
There's been
your committee. You don't know the
round and round. I don't know what you do. No, we're saying the time.
Yeah, and
I agree with Bobby. It's been more difficult.
Ask Christian. It is never easy, and you're never in a position, quite frankly, where you're close to say, okay, yeah, you know, we have enough where we can cover most majority of what we have here. We don't. And that's that balancing act. And the chairman makes a good sense. You know, putting off costs you more in interest and cost, but you have to have a budget that can pass.
Well, you know, we've seen that just in a couple of years. This group has been meeting to do CAPA. Right. You've seen, you know, we put it off, and then all of a sudden it's 15 grand more the next year.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, so.
Which goes back to, there's no easy solution.
So we didn't talk about today, row 19, the Kubota attachment. Not a huge chunk of money. How necessary is it, John?
It's not necessary. It is a lot. It allows them to do better at some of the things they do.
Is that one, the grading thing?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I need like commenters.
Yeah.
We've got ATVs, we got Kubotas, we've got excavators on, like, it's all.
Can you put grading thingy in there?
I put a question mark.
Sure.
It would save us money from renting or leasing.
Right now, if he wants one, he rents one.
Okay. So it's ultimately cost saving over the long run.
Over time, yeah.
Right.
But this one, they want it to fit the new tractor, right?
No, I think the skid steer.
Yeah, okay. It's a skid steer.
I think it's, and don't hold me, because I'm going from memory and it's not always 100%. I want to say a day rental, it's like $300.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody's got to go get it.
Right,
you got to clean it and bring
staff
it back.
Staff time and gas.
You know, I think I don't think it makes or breaks this budget, but if it's necessary to move, I don't think it's the end of the day.
And the excavator, we can't move because we're already in a leasing agreement.
Yep.
And the annex, we can't move because we're already in a contract.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We got one more year on that contract.
And that's done. Then you should be able to move them into the new town hall.
That was always the well. We're gonna have to move things right along.
You're really fun today.
So, are we
on fire?
So for the next time we meet, are we gonna have a call for grants here?
Jill and I will have to figure out how to show the projects in there. It may be a separate page
It'll have to be a separate page. It's a separate tab for projects that aren't funded by the general fund capital reserve. Yeah.
That works.
Which will actually, I think it'll be a good tool because, you know, let's say that, you know, the Heritage Farm wants to do, you know, some work over there under a grant, right? They could put it as a future capital expense to be funded by a grant.
Mm-hmm.
I
kind of want to build a picture of
it. Helps build a picture, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah,
because there could be things you're not thinking of, you know, you might be able to move around.
I've done things like this with groups, and I always have the sheet that I can work on, so we make the changes and we just label, we've named the sheet a different name, and then we make the changes so we can see, we can all see together how, where the changes are made and what the changes are. And it would, I don't know how hard that would be, but I can't imagine. I mean, I've done things like that. So
Jill, can you have everything in an Excel spreadsheet for next meeting that we can manipulate in real time?
Yeah, I ended up having to see the auditor before I got to go home, so I didn't have a chance to get I can't get stuff from home.
Yeah,
but for next time.
Thanks.
So do we have any further discussion, or are we ready to move to the next topic?
Yeah, I don't think there's much more we can do now.
Because I think at this point, seems like we have the consensus I've been gathering that we need to meet again to see all the adjustments. So then that would take us on to discuss and possibly act on additional Kappa meeting dates. I don't want to say dates. Why don't we just see if we can do one?
Yeah.
Oh, but we didn't add
what?
Sure. Didn't add one.
Didn't add what?
The whole budget is not on the agenda. I needed that.
No.
For my flyer.
No, you needed those dates.
Indeed, I did.
I was lost for a minute. Thank you.
Where did I see that?
What?
It says we wrote Kappa meeting dates instead of budget meeting dates.
Russell,
you mean this on the end?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not on the agenda.
So there's actually a typo.
It's not a special meeting, so we can
Today is a special meeting. But I would say that that looks like that is a typo, because the document that it's referring to is really all of the budget dates.
Including your Kappa meeting?
Including the Kappa meetings.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So budget typo. Got it.
Because the heading doesn't match the attached document.
Okay.
So we should go with the attached document.
Okay. Budget calendar meeting date. And we got to squeeze the Kappa one in here.
Yeah. You guys want to look at that?
Cool. Next week is a fixed.
Next week is the 29th.
No, we can't do it.
We can't do the 28th either. That's AP and town budget.
29th, you can't do it.
That's true.
So it's going to have to be the 30th.
Thursday.
What about Thursday, Rodney?
Oh, good. 30th?
Thursday's open.
Well, Thursday's open.
No, another week with three meetings. Joy.
I will have no life next week.
I don't have a life now. This is just ministry.
30th at 7.
Yes, 7 here.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything
that's a Kappa.
When's our deadline?
The end of the month.
Okay.
So we're there
the next day.
So one January 30th, 7 o'clock, town hall.
And remember, the board of selectmen get another bite at this apple. So if we have changes in information.
So we could just approve it as it is, guys, and send it to the Board of Selectmen and to deal with it.
You could do that.
And you guys could forego another meeting. Okay, no, not in favor. All right, I tried.
As good as that sounds.
Bobby and I got to deal with it either way.
He's got to deal with
and Rodney.
But he's technically not on the finance committee, so he's here out of the goodness of his heart.
All right.
He's the comic
leader. So next time, if he's going to show up to every meeting, he might as well not delegate it.
I was going
to
say, right. All right. I'll go off and I could be a basketball game tonight.
So Yeah,
I can tell there's something going on because there's cops
everywhere. All right, so let's go over the budget calendar and we can get out of here.
So we added to the budget calendars the meeting on the 29th, the CAFA meeting.
Yeah, the meeting's on the
30th. Oh, 30th, sorry. Yeah. Fail.
Right. January 30th, that's for the CAPA.
Yep.
That's the CAPA. For a special meeting of the Finance Committee to discuss capital.
Board of Education and Board of Selectmen budgets due to Finance Committee. So, Kristen, does 3/20/25 work for you to present your Board of Ed budget to us?
Let me just check, please.
And Rodney and Jim. That works. They're designed to be on both the same day.
I'm not going to be able to do it that day. I'm having a procedure done on my neck. I'm not really sure how here and I'm going to be that evening. I'm just being honest.
Okay. So we have to move the 20th or do just. When is there a date when they have to present to us by?
You'll have the budget from the Board of Ed.
Oh, no,
by the 1st of March.
But that's your regular meeting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oops, yeah. So no, but that's
I know they have to meeting. Get their budget. There's a deadline for them to get us our budget, which is the 15th. But is there a deadline by which they have to present it? No, that's just an extra step.
No. That was the next day after getting it.
Before you finalize it. Yeah.
So could we do the Board of Selectmen budget on the 20th and then have Kristen go on the 27th before we deliberate?
So I think the reason we try to do them both the same night is if the public's interested, they don't have to come on twice.
Yeah.
You have.
But the 20th.
3/15, right? Tell you.
What?
That's when the budgets are due to us.
The 15th is a Saturday.
Well, the 15th is when they're due to us.
Like the copies.
By charter, they're due to you by the 15th of March, regardless of what day that falls on.
No, Saturday.
Okay. So doesn't make any difference. Okay.
So I guess we could push both out to the 27th. It gives us less time to. Since Kristen can't do the 27th, and Jim is suggesting we do them both at once so that.
The public can have one meeting.
Do them both together.
Yeah.
Are you available the 27th, Kristen?
Yes, I can do that.
Okay.
So then why don't we do that then if that works for everybody?
Yeah. We're still going to have to meet the 20th because that's a regular meeting.
Yep.
But the presentations will be on the 27th.
That's when we set up. 27th.
Okay. And when is when school break this year?
I'm gonna fix that.
Yeah,
it's on the calendar.
Oh yeah, thank you. So then we've got two meetings for budget discussion.
Especially when you do.
Yep.
No, one's in that. Well, yeah, two special meetings plus a regular meeting.
Yep. And then we could also include budget discussion too in the regular meeting.
Right, it's there, yeah. And we'd have to decide on the budget by at the 23rd so that Jill has 2 days to finalize it for.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we could always add a meeting during the school break if we needed to, because we're not on school break. Darn it.
You're not?
Yep. I wish.
You could go back to school?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
27th. What time is it?
Yes, 7 o'clock for all of these.
Except for our regular meetings, which are 7:15.
Yep. The special meetings are at 7.
Okay.
What about, and I don't know, well, maybe it's because Board of Selectmen meets the first Monday of the, who meets the first Thursday of the month? Does anybody?
Mm-mm.
What if we had a meeting on the 3rd of April. By then, we should have Well, you may have more information a little earlier. I believe that we're going to get our final rates for insurance in March. Hopefully earlier in March, not later. So we may be able to make adjustments, both the board and the Board of Selectmen side, if the rates go down. There may be some like natural inherent cuts that can be made as a result of that.
But you don't think you could do it before the 327 presentations?
Maybe, maybe not.
We're not sure because they say in March. So yes, maybe, but I'm just making you aware that maybe not.
So and for BOE, that could be a big number because right now we're looking at budgeting at, was it 13 or 13 and a half?
What?
13% increase right now.
And last year it came in at
what, 8?
No, it was less than
low. And actually, the current projection is higher than it was a month ago.
Well, it's a big deal as far as
that's massive.
Setting.
So we have the regular increase plus the Talon County increase, which was 1%. They do an adjustment based on county and usage.
Correct.
Of course they do.
And the cost of medical care within that county.
Yeah.
So Reggie, sorry.
So right now we are budgeting for both the board. Krista and I had a conversation the other day. She was able to attend the meeting with the group, and we have agreed that we're going to budget for worst case scenario, and we'll adjust.
That's what we always do
when it comes when we get the actual rates.
So are you suggesting, Kristen, that we delay the 327 presentations till 4-3 or add an additional meeting on 4-3?
No, I'm suggesting that we do the presentations on 327 and begin the discussion, unless you want to have like a Wednesday meeting or something. I mean, you can have the meeting without me. The board can present it. I'm not sure anybody wants to do that, but I'm sorry, but I have to take it when the doctor can.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then I'm suggesting that we have a meeting on 4-3.
Oh, add one.
With the caveat that, you know, if we have the information in time for 4-3, we can get it done. If we don't have the information by then, I'm not sure there's a point in having the meeting, and we've had those discussions before. Why have a meeting if we don't have to?
Yeah.
So then what you're saying is let's put on the calendar a 4-3 meeting in addition to the 4-10 and 4-17.
Yep.
And then depending on what happens on 4-3, we may cancel one or more of the following.
Right.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
Good thinking.
All right.
Thanks.
Sounds like a plan.
I will make a motion to approve the budget calendar as presented with the following changes. The addition of a special meeting of the finance committee to discuss the capital budget on January 30th at 7 p.m. The movement of the Board of Education and Board of Selectmen presentations from the 3/20 date to the 3/27 date, and an addition of a meeting on 4/3/25, a special meeting of the Finance Committee. All meetings except for regular meetings shall be held at 7 p.m. at a location TBD, ideally the town hall, but maybe room A based on availability. Okay, so at the town hall.
It could be the senior center.
Check.
Okay. Okay, motion.
I wasn't sure if you were done with the motion. Okay.
So motion made by Amanda to approve the calendar with the modifications she mentioned, and seconded by Bob Mora. Any further discussion?
I'm just going to read this one.
Then all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
So we have all three voting members present said aye, so the motion passes unanimously by voting member. So I guess the next thing is to entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll second.
Okay, so we are adjourned at 8:34. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Did you get over?
Good night.
So you can